Welcome to the Seriously Psychic podcast. This is a space of healing, happiness, and high vibe psychic guidance to help you on your journey through life. I'm here to bring through well-needed messages, education, and support from the spiritual realm. I'm Marnie, psychic medium, intuitive healer, and spiritual teacher, and I'm going to talk about all things relating to spirituality, finding meaning, and stepping into the highest version of yourself possible. So come and step into our soul family love bubble, and let's talk about all things seriously psychic and spiritual. Hello everyone, I'm back for another episode. Today I'm going to be talking about my mediumship abilities and my psychic readings and a little bit on how they work. I'm feeling a bit tired today, so I'm hoping that I'll be able to articulate what I want to articulate in a way that is clear and concise and hopefully quick, so that I can rest for the rest of the day, ready to have client sessions tomorrow. I want to talk about my mediumship abilities because last night I was woken up at 11:11 p.m. by a spirit visitor, and he was giving me all these details, and because he was wanting to connect with his daughter, and I posted on my story a little section from my notes that I had written all the details that he'd given me. I'd written them down in the notes section on my phone, and I put them on my Instagram stories, and his daughter was able to connect to the details that he'd given and was able to get those messages from him. I wanted to talk about my mediumship a little bit more because I haven't spoken about it too much on the podcast or on any of my pages really. So I thought, you know what, I feel like today's a good day to talk about a few things. When I talk about readings, psychic readings and mediumship readings are slightly different, but how I work, they are quite often combined. I also want to talk about my mediumship because since I think probably November last year, my mediumship has kind of gone from 0 to 100. And so I'm doing a lot more mediumship in my readings and experiencing that mediumship in my everyday life. So I wanted to talk about it more for that reason as well. Mediumship, it refers to when someone is connecting with a past loved one. So people that you knew physically in this life, they have passed and then they're now over in the spiritual realm. And then mediumship is connecting in with those light beings. Psychic readings are different in that they can be connecting with spirit guides, ancestors, fairy energy, that are different light beings who you probably don't know, I suppose. Psychic readings are very much about timelines, like predicting what's to come, reading what has been, so what has happened in the past, what has happened, what is happening now in the present. And then mediumship quite often comes during a time of when someone is needing healing and someone's really needing to hear from a past loved one because maybe they're grieving or they're going through something difficult and they just need that reassurance from their past loved one from the spiritual realm. And yeah, I want to talk on it because the way that my mediumship and my readings work are unique to me, I suppose. Every psychic medium, they work differently. They have different ways that spirit communicate with them. And I just wanted to share a bit on how my abilities work. When I talk about my mediumship very much is not a case of I am summoning your past loved ones. How I work is that if you were to book a reading and say your past loved one comes through, I can describe them and say what they're saying to me. But it's very much a case of if they step forward, if they come into the session, then that's when I would bring through messages relating to what they have to say. It's not a case of me going like kind of looking to the spiritual space and being like, I'm wanting to connect with this person's dad. It's not how I work. How I work is if they step forward, then I can bring through those messages. But I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't have control over who comes through or why they come through or what they are here to deliver the message. What I hear, like, I don't have control over that, in that I can't summon people from the other side, is what I'm trying to get at. I know that there are some people that do mediumship readings and they use a form of channel called psychometry. I have done psychometry before, and I know I am able to connect with people through psychometry, but where I'm at with my business and what I'm doing in my business right now, it's not something that I'm offering. So, but psychometry is the case of you would use an item from the person who's passed. You would use a photograph of them. Yeah, and usually it's a physical item like a ring or jewelry or hat or something like that, or a physical photograph of that person when they were living. And you would hold the item, or you'd tune into that item, and then you'd gain the messages from that particular spirit. So that is definitely a way that people can do mediumship. That's just not how I tend to do it. One thing I wanted to say about mediumship for how I do my readings is that it's very much, there's a very strong connection with divine timing, I find, in that if a past loved one needs to come through, they will come through at the perfect time for them. Now, in saying that, if you were to book a reading with me and say you were intending to hear from a past loved one and say they don't come through, that doesn't mean that they're not around or they're not there. It just means that now's not the right time for them to bring through their messages. I hope that makes sense. And for example, the other day I had one of my beautiful clients come for a session. She's been to me, this was her third session that we have had together. And in this session, her dad came through who had passed, and her auntie had come through, had passed, and they'd come through together. Now, in the first session and the second session, her dad and her auntie had not come through, but then in the third session they did. And there was a real strong connection with divine timing in that maybe those messages weren't ready to be heard in the first and second session, but then by the time the third session rolled around, those messages were really needed at that time. So I just wanted to just kind of bring some awareness around that, in that, you know, if a past loved one needs to come through, they will come through. If they don't come through, it doesn't mean that they're not there. It just probably is a timing thing. I wanted to talk about this as well, because I have had what I call a spirit visitor, in that when I am home on my own, I will have someone come through and say, I want to talk to this person, or I want to talk to that person, or I'm looking for my daughter, I'm looking for my mum, I want to connect to such and such. So they drop into me while I'm at home, kind of hanging about the house, and what they will do is they will give me a whole range of ways in which I can connect to whoever it's for. So they'll drop in, they'll give me 6 to 8 details that I can then use to go and find who they're looking for. When I have a client past loved one comes through, they are never, well, so far, they have not been as detailed as when they drop in and they are searching for someone. So if you come for a reading, for example, and you're wanting to connect with a past loved one, usually they'll show me if they are on their mum's side or their dad's side. They'll show me what they look like so I can use some physical descriptions, or maybe a favorite color, or a very like just maybe one or two details, because quite often that's all it takes for the client to go, oh yes, I know exactly who that is, and then the messages flow from there. So there's quite a difference between my mediumship in that when someone's dropping in from spirit who I don't have the client sitting in front of me, they'll give me a lot more information about themselves so that it's easier to then go and find who they are wanting to connect with through social media. Whereas if the client has actually booked the session, they give me less details because it only takes a couple of details for that client to go, yes, I know exactly who that is. And then the messages start flowing. I have had situations where I've done a reading and say a past loved one had stepped forward to bring through messages and they've given me a couple of details and the client has gone, I don't know who that is, or I'm not sure if that's them or not. If you can't connect them, I actually find that they will walk away, which is very, I want to say it's funny, but it's not funny. It's just very interesting in that it's almost like if you can't connect them, they'll go, oh, well, she doesn't know who I am. Like she's not thinking of me, or she can't connect me. So now's obviously not the right time to connect, and they'll just wander off. Whereas for some clients, I've got a few clients where their past loved one comes in straight away, right from the get-go. They know exactly who it is, and there's actually no need to even go through details in that, oh, he's showing me this, that, and this. I can just say, oh, your dad's here, and they're talking about this. So yeah, that's a little bit about the mediumship side of things. In terms of psychic readings, this is different in that when I do a psychic reading, I don't tend to describe who like the spirit guide is that's connecting to me, unless it is needed. Maybe the client needs that, but otherwise I just hear them and I just bring the messages straight through without having any conversation about, oh, they look like this, and having to connect them, because the situation is it's likely that I'm doing a reading for someone, or say a psychic reading, and their spirit guide's there. It's likely the client doesn't know what their spirit guide looks like anyway, so it's not important for me to describe their details. All I know is that the information coming through is not from me, it's from the spirit realm. And I usually just say, spirit's here, and they're bringing through this, and they're talking about this. And usually the clients can connect those messages and go, oh yes, that resonates, or yes, I know what that's connected to. The only thing with psychic readings is that quite often I will get numbers. And I will get numbers and I will get months. The one tricky thing about numbers in a psychic reading is that because it hasn't happened yet, the number might not make sense. So for example, if I say, or they're showing me a two around this situation, and then the two will fit in whatever way it needs to with that, the situation that they're talking about. So for example, if say you wanted a reading on moving house or something, and spirit showed me a two, I'd say, oh look, spirit are showing me a two around this move. That can be interchangeable. It might be 2 weeks, it might be 2 months, it might be the second month, so February. It might be that it is connected to the 2nd, the 12th, from the 20th to the 29th, because there's a two in it. It might be the number of the house that you're going to buy. It's very interchangeable. And the reason why I feel that spirit can be, I want to say that's somewhat vague, but I feel the reason why spirit be slightly vague on things like that is because it's actually not important for you to know when things are going to happen. It's just that they either are or they aren't, and the timeline can change in whatever way. And I want you to kind of think about this in terms of like moving. Someone listening to this must be thinking about moving, because otherwise it's an interesting example. But in terms of moving, right, we have free will over timelines, pathways, directions that we take, and we have the power to shift our timeline in any way we want. And we also have the power to collapse timelines. That means, spirit talking now, that means that I can take a situation, say I want to move, and say in my head a more realistic timeline is maybe a 2 month timeline. I can collapse that timeline and go, I'm moving in 2 weeks, and everything falls into place for that to happen quicker. So that's just something to be mindful in, that we have a lot of free will. Even though I can read the energy and I can connect with past loved ones and I can get as much information from the spirit, your spirit team, as I can, there's also this energy of some things you don't need to know, because either it takes away from the lesson, maybe it would put stress on you or pressure on you, maybe it will bring fear around a situation, and that's not the intention of a reading. The intention is to bring healing, to keep you on the right path. And I don't want to say the right path, because there are just paths. There's no right, there's no wrong, there's just paths. But when I read or do a reading for someone, the intention is to help them stay on a positive path, I suppose, or a path that's going to give them what they're desiring. There's also this energy around shifting timelines, in that spirit can say, oh, you're going to be doing this, but then you might kind of go a bit rogue and go down a completely different path, and that puts you on a completely different timeline. And then maybe the messages that have come through for the timeline that I've read might not apply to this new timeline that you're moving onto. So that is also something to be mindful of. I also want to speak on readings in terms of, if you don't need guidance, it is likely that spirit won't come through. I know that sounds a bit cutthroat, but the reality is, if you book a reading and I say to you, there's a beautiful orange butterfly just flying past my window. If I say to you, okay, what areas of your life are you needing to guidance on? I usually already have an idea that whether it's related to work, relationship, children, pregnancy, moving, I usually have an idea of what you're wanting guidance on to start with. But sometimes I'll just get you to clarify what area do you want guidance on, and I'll start reading on that section and then flow into the other life areas naturally in the direction that spirit take me. But if I ask you, what do you need guidance on? And you go, I don't really need guidance. Well, then spirit won't come through, because you don't need it. There's been a bit of a shift in that some people will, hang on, let me try and word this the right way. Like spirit is saying the sacredness can be taken out of a reading if, say, you're getting a reading again and again and again, or you're wanting to get a reading again and again and again and again. The purpose of readings is to bring healing, to help you stay on the right path. If you're in a place of confusion, then it's a chance for you to gain clarity around your situation. It's also the perfect way to get confirmation on what your intuition is already telling you. Because what will happen is spirit will quite often bring through the messages around the situations that you have been thinking a lot about. So for example, if you have just broken up with your partner, so you've gone through a breakup with someone, and you're sitting in this space of, have I made the right decision? Have I not made the right decision? Why is this happening? Why did this have to end? And you're in this space of, I guess, doubting decisions that you've made. Like that, for example, is a perfect opportunity to get some guidance, because quite often you will already be feeling a certain way about that breakup that say it was the right decision. And then spirit will come in during a reading to confirm that, yes, you are on the right path with that change that you've created in your life. I hope that makes sense. But there's just, I guess, a little reminder here that if you don't need guidance, don't book in for a reading, because you don't, like, if you don't need any guidance, then you're not going to get anything, if that makes sense. Or it makes my job harder. Let's just say that it makes my job a little bit difficult. It can also mean that spirit can just be really vague, or they just don't hit the nail on the head, if you know what I mean. So I just want you to think, like, when you book a reading, think really hard on what it actually is that you want guidance around. Spirit also want me to talk on readings for the use of gaining information around others. Right. Okay, so they're bringing this up now. So when you have a reading, one thing that I want to just say straight is spirit don't like to gossip. Okay. So if you book a reading and you don't have any questions about yourself, but you want to ask about you want to gain information on your children's relationship or your children's situation, or you want to talk about your cousin, or you want to talk about your friend that you work with at the bank, or you know, like these random people that are not really, I guess, that are outside of yourself. It can be, I don't know, there's like this energy, I'm trying to word how spirit are bringing this through, but it's like they don't want to gossip, okay? So if they want to bring through the messages that you need, not, and I guess that you can use to help the people around you, but not for the sake of just trying to find out information on something that's not really, they're actually saying that you don't have to have your nose in their business, like, which is kind of funny how they're saying this, but like if the information is not going to support you to support these people that you're asking about, then they just won't give any answers on it. So there's this energy around like you, like these other people around you, these acquaintances or these distant family members, like they have their own path and their own journey that they have to go on. So spirit aren't going to give you all the answers if it's not going to be of benefit to that other person or the other people that you're asking on. So say you're in a situation where you're worrying about this other person and you're thinking, well, how can I help this situation? Do I have the power to, I guess, bring light into this situation? If you do, then yes, spirit will bring through advice and support and say, yes, if you were to step in and say this or do this or whatever, then it may bring light to that situation. But if the case is that this is not your problem to solve or this is not your situation to know about, then they will just say that. They'll just say this is not something that you need to worry about or not something that you need to get any more information on from the spiritual realm, if that makes sense. Because otherwise you're taking the learning away from these other people in your life, I suppose. So there's a need to trust when you have a reading, what comes through is what needs to come through. If you have a reading and then you're wanting to like kind of keep that going or say open up new topics or whatever, there's this need to trust that if you've had your reading during that time, what has needed to come through at that time has come through to support you to move forward in whatever way that you're needing to move forward in, okay? That's just a bit of information on my mediumship, how it works, a little bit of, I suppose they kind of feel like ground rules a little bit when you're having a reading, just a bit more information on psychic readings. And yeah, this has just kind of come, I've just channeled this. When I started doing my podcast, I used to channel out and write, I used to write like a whole document of like what I wanted to say, and I would read through the document. And now I've got to the space where I suppose, well, since I started my Seriously Psychic podcast, I've stopped doing that, and now I just channel through exactly what spirit want me to say within the moment for that episode. Because I find that when I just channel and I get into the flow, I end up getting taken in a lot of different directions. Whereas when I would sit down and type out a script, I suppose, I would end up like I would just read from the script and then I'd have other things drop in off to the side. But I'm finding this way a lot easier because it just kind of flows and it just kind of goes in the way that it needs to go. So I hope that has kind of like given you a bit more information on, or like given you a bit more insight on anything that you might have been curious about in terms of psychic readings and how my mediumship works. And like just a reminder as well, like all psychic mediums work differently. I'm just explaining my experience and how things kind of come through and work through me. There's also, I just wanted to say as well, like my channels are forever changing, forever growing, forever expanding. And your psychic abilities, your intuition is very much a case of the more that you use it, the stronger it will get. Or, you know, the more that you practice, the more you learn about how it works. So it's very interesting how, you know, if I was to look back when I did my very first readings, how much I have learned across the journey just in the last 18 months. So there's different tips and tricks that I've learned along the way. And, you know, it's always expanding, it's always growing. And, it, you know, in 12 months time, maybe I'll do another episode on my psychic meanings and my mediumship and things may have changed. But for right now, this is kind of what's come through today. And I'm hoping that it lands with whoever needs to hear some of this today. So I'm going to love and leave you there because I have got other jobs that I need to go off and do today. I hope you have a beautiful day and I will see you in the next episode. Okay, bye.